Oh, I just looked at a picture of my ex's tits and it made me sad. Welcome back to Bonding. This isn't the whole podcast. This is just a promo for the road dates and I bummed myself out. I'm in a hotel room in Ireland. I don't know why I'm talking like this, like a radio DJ that has the shingles. We're here to promote all of Troy Bond's live dates. Also, thank you for tuning back in. If this sounds like shit, it's because I'm recording this part on my phone. My mixer and everything. Well, you'll hear that part a little bit later with a sweet old lady named Tori Cole. But first, Papa's got a... Why? Oh, man, I couldn't even let that sentence come out. But first, Papa's got to plug some road dates. Grand Rapids, Michigan. I have to do these and talk. I have to not scream them. I will be in Grand Rapids, Michigan doing stand-up comedy and a little bit of blackface. On March 28th, 29th, and 30th, Portland, Oregon, April 4th, 5th, and 6th, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Couldn't control myself, could you, Troy? April 7th, that one you really had to sell, and you had to just act like a crackhead. Philadelphia, I will be there. West Philadelphia, April 18th, 19th, 20th, that's 420. Come here, Chris Rock, I'm gonna smack the shit out of you. That was Will Smith saying that. I mean, I can't believe he's in Ireland, too. And Tempe, Arizona, April 25th, 26th, 27th. Get tickets at troybondlive.com. Welcome back to Bonding. We start you off with a brand new episode right now. Welcome back to the Cash, Grass, and Ass Podcast, your number one news network for all the above. I'm your host, Tug McGruffsky, joined by Stupid.
Hey, guys, we're back. We missed you so much.
You made that hat yourself.
I know.
How did you do that?
Printful.com.
So you didn't make it. A Taiwanese child did.
Who knows who made it?
I thought when you said you made it that you were like...
Stitched it.
Yeah.
No, I ordered it.
Like the guy who...
I made the logo, and then I picked the hat, and then I printed. I got it printed. That counts.
Okay.
I made it.
You Trump towered that hat. Yeah, show them your nails to go with this chipper, cheerful podcast.
I accidentally painted my same nails as the Diet Coke.
It works if you want to be a...
loser. It was an accident.
For Lexapro.
It's okay. Well, whatever. I thought it was fun and different, and then it's aluminum gray, but what are you going to do?
It's weird that that's even an option.
Well, there's every option.
Why? Like, somebody goes in and they go, I want first-time jizz beige.
Yeah, exactly.
They have that?
They have that.
They want labia red.
Yep. They have that.
They want Tori Cole white.
Yep. You keep going.
Whites only.
White, yep. Mm-hmm.
All these colors, I'm assumed, are separated from the whites.
Yes. They're in the back.
I got a manicure one time.
You did?
I did.
Let's see your nose.
I don't know if I started the clock, by the way.
You did.
I did? Mm-hmm. Okay. Can you see it? Mm-hmm. Good. Not a good that clock does.
There's a clock behind us, guys. Whoever's
yeah, we
listening.
Do. Well, just take this. Watching. We started at 5 minutes.
Oh, we're not going to start yet?
We started.
We started?
We started at 5 minutes.
Hey, guys.
You said that already. You did all of this 2 minutes ago.
What,
you see, this
me?
Is what happens did when you look
me?
At numbers.
Did you miss me?
No. You were right down the street.
Did you miss me?
No.
Did you guys miss us? Comments.
Yes, they
like,
did.
Like, comment. Subscribe.
Give them a reason to. They didn't miss the neediness.
Me, you've been on the
you
road.
Started a podcast.
I tried.
Did it go out yet?
No.
Your hot takes?
So I filmed,
that's where you just talk about your Holocaust denial.
And I never hit record on the mixer. And then
that's a big part of doing a podcast.
Yeah, big part.
You want to hit record, you want to put
and
it
then
out.
Then I recorded again and the sound was, the mixer was on like 8.2, so the audio sounds really bad. And then I
that's
recorded
just your voice.
Another one, and I never had the camera focus because I had it on manual. And then I recorded another one, and it really looked bad because I couldn't figure out the camera again. You would assume, it's like I never took it on the road. And it's a different setting here. And I also had to do it myself and then back
time
away.
Time differences.
And so yeah, I think I've recorded 3 or 4 episodes that are mostly garbage. And I don't know how to edit them. I tried to sync the audio and the video, and I pulled the SD card too early. Guys, this is hard work. Troy has done all of this for 2 years. With me, but 4, 5.
Well,
and it's very impressive.
I did the heavy lifting here.
I'd like
here.
To give you
let's be
the
clear,
credit.
There are many episodes.
I'd like to give you so much credit, because it's not easy.
Thank you. That's
I
what I wanted.
I learned that the hard
I
way.
Wanted that more than anything. No, just credit.
Every time
whether I deserved
I fuck
it or
up,
not.
I think of you, and I'm like, wow. he really does all of this.
Not well. There's a lot. No one's posting their failures.
No, but I will talk about it. I mean, I changed the name to Tori's Stupid Podcast because it's so stupid. It's all stupid.
That wasn't the original
name? I don't even know. It was going to be Hot Takes, and then I kept failing. I was just like, this is all stupid. And now I just kind of stuck. But I've been trying for like a month and a half now. It's so hard. I want to launch on April Fool's Day.
That's fair. You.
Right?
You're the poster child for April Fool's.
And then, but
it's just your SpongeBob step.
Yeah, I don't know.
You need one episode in order to get it out.
Yeah, that's good.
You need at least one episode.
It doesn't look like shit.
The biggest part to doing a podcast is putting it out there.
Yeah.
So that's step one.
Thank you for letting me rant about how hard it's been to start a podcast.
I know. You've dug so much into your ankle that it's bleeding. With your aluminum nails, it looks grayish. Red and aluminum put together makes grayish.
Oh. Like that.
I don't know why I had to say it's so gay. These are literally fresh socks. I bought them right before I got here.
You give your life together.
That's the illusion, is you start at the foot.
You did it.
Did what? Put on clean socks?
You look like you got it all together.
I don't. I forgot to rinse the conditioner out of my hair, and that's why I'm wearing a hat.
Are you going to wear that to Gotham?
Yeah.
You always wear hats. I'm wearing a hat. We're hat people now.
We're hat people.
Is that you as Patrick? Okay, so you're back from Texas. You were in Texas the last 2 weekends.
Great.
I thought you were there like every weekend.
I was there 2 weekends, which is every weekend if you're only alive for 2 weeks.
Before that, was that your first time back on the road? Was Texas in a little while?
I went somewhere before that. I forgot.
I know, I'm forgetting.
Syracuse.
Too.
I went upstate.
Oh, for the college. For
the college.
Hamilton.
Yeah.
They're smart.
Great school. They hired me. I should have smart these liberal artsies
Geniuses.
Are.
Did you talk
we had
about
a great time.
Stuff?
Did I talk about what?
Like politics.
I was like, you guys want to talk sex? Let's do it. I'll answer your questions.
What'd you talk about with the college kids? I feel like I would really alter myself in a weird way to fit their little box, and they'd be like, what's wrong with this person?
No, it's the hardest part about doing college shows now is. It's not even a hard thing. It's just like, I'm getting older thing. Where it used to be like, I'm so close to these kids in age that it's just like going up and talking to my friends. Mm-hmm. Where like, not that I'm much older than them now, but
I'm 28. So,
which means you have how many?
30.
Boom, right for the throat. You have 30 years on them? All right. Tori's geriatric. That's how long it's been since we put out an episode. But we had a good time. The person that booked me was telling me about them having Nimesh Patel up there, which immediately put me at ease because I was like, oh, he's great. I love that dude. And they told me that in his writer, he asked for a framed picture of LeBron James.
As a joke?
They got it, and they put it in the green room. It was so funny. I heard that, and I was like, that's amazing. Because they were like, they were like, we have all this stuff in the back, like your writer asked. And I was like, I have a writer?
Well, your writer, you've always
it's
had
just
one
Red
that,
Bowl
like
and
Red
water
Bowl
that
and,
was in there,
yeah, Red
but
Bowl
like
and water and chips.
I didn't have
usually
chips.
Stale.
No well, they
to the clubs, but I think they're like, well, get some chips, and they like get them from a basement.
Something needs to soak up all this Red Bull, otherwise the wings are going to come out of his ass. But no, we had a great time at Hamilton. Then I went. The thing that was weird or that sucked or I didn't really plan ahead for was. I flew up there, which wasn't long. It's like an hour flight from this city to here. And then when I landed, I was like, oh man, I'm kind of in the middle of nowhere. Like Syracuse is all like native land. Like it's all empty and farmy and there's one casino and, there's just really nothing going on. So it reminded me a lot of where I grew up in Opium Town. But we got up there and, the Uber driver picked me up and was like, hey, bro, your hotel is 50 minutes away. I'm not going to have a ride back. Like, what do we want to do? And I was like, I'll pay you for the ride back, man. Like, whatever. And then we're like negotiating. And then it took two numbers to get him to a number. And then I was like, wow, you are a bitch. But he was actually a really cool guy. And then we were in the car. I was thinking, I have to get on a 6 a.m. flight to Dallas tomorrow. And we're in the middle of nowhere.
So you hit him up again? Like,
I hit him up again. And I gave him the same amount.
Personal driver.
You bougie. He was like, you want to he had a great story. He was like from he came from money in India and then met his wife up there upstate
And then moved to the States because she wanted to have her, you know, she wanted to have a kid here. And now he lives here and left like all the money behind and like drives for Uber. And it's weird because I don't think of myself as anybody, but then they're like, you have Instagram, I'll follow you, whatever. Because at first I put up the smoke screen. I don't tell anybody I do stand up.
I know, it's like that guy in Wisconsin.
What?
That we bonded with, and then he found you, and then he...
Yeah, he talked shit on my Facebook because you forgot to tip him?
Yeah, it's on me. And then I sent him $10 yes, afterwards.
Yes, I hope he deleted his comment, but probably didn't. On my own post, Tori and I took an Uber in Wisconsin. We were in Appleton, and this guy, he was really nice to us. And nice. If Obi's listening, fuck you. because I posted something on my page like, oh, I'm in Wisconsin, hope you guys come through. And he was like, this guy couldn't even tip me. And then I immediately went, Tori!
Like, my bad.
But we tipped him on the way back. And I don't know if he deleted the comment under my dying post, but we sold a bunch of tickets for those shows. Yeah. I almost said sold out, but that wouldn't have been accurate.
Wisconsin was fun.
I had a great time.
I just posted a video.
I had a viral clip from Wisconsin, which was nice.
But I set up the camera.
Yeah, that's why I was so shaky.
No, people were pounding the table because you were killing so hard.
Nice save.
Yeah, no, really, I said, stop doing that. The amount of times I've had people stop.
I just can't take a compliment. My confidence is gone.
With your camera on, and I'm like, don't do that. I like play like angry mom. It's really hard.
Well,
that happened in at Blue Room Comedy Club. We had your camera on the back wall that they had built for Matt Rife.
Missouri, what an interesting place. I don't think that place should be legal, to be honest with you. Missouri was interesting.
It felt like a fake world.
That only characters from Animal Farm ran. Like, it was so... When we came home, it was cozy. And I love Blue Room. I'll go back there anytime.
That's how they put us in.
Oh, gorgeous. That balcony.
Looking out over Missouri. Oh, my God. I love a good balcony. Everyone that
we walked to the club, right? It was like behind the hotel. Yeah.
And we bonded with everyone there, and they were like, you're so nice to us. I'm like, who do you normally deal with? They're like, thank you for being kind to us.
Yeah, I mean, like...
I'm so sorry that this isn't the
norm. Yeah, I was going to say, who's rolling through on you, dog? We're just...
They were so
I still talk to people from Missouri.
Same,
I get
Jessie
life updates.
Shout out Jessie Ann.
Yeah, shout out Jessie. That's one of the people I talk to, too.
Same.
No, I don't feel special.
Sorry.
No, thank you.
We're both special.
I probably don't talk to her as much as you do. I would say, like, reply to stories or like stories. And
she hit me up because Blue Room posted a National Women's Day post, and I was...
She was like, I know one of those.
I was in one of the photos.
Oh, you were?
She sent it to me. It was very sweet.
Oh, you'll be there as an opener one day. I foresee you. I mean, wow, another one I just nailed. Came through.
It just comes out of you. Yeah, I could do that again. I mean, if you go back, I'll follow you.
No, I would not go there alone. I would not want to go there alone. That was Missouri's a place. That's most of the places in the South. I'd like to go with a friend if I'm there for a good chunk of time. Like, I mean, if I go to Florida now, and I probably won't ever bring you because I just got Will Diamond. Shout out Willie D.
But he doesn't tell jokes.
I know. Saves money on the flight.
I get it. You just have a buddy.
Yeah.
I'm just a buddy.
Yeah.
I get it.
I've done the furthering and growth for your career now. You're preparing. You're going in your own shows. You're doing
I'm
your
trying,
headliner. I'll bring you along as much. If you listen, when have you ever asked me if you can go on the road and I said no?
Never.
Ever.
Well, I mean, maybe once.
That's far from never. But pick a lane. You could have just gone with never.
I love. Yes, I am on a journey. I'd like to grow on my own, but there's nothing like a sold out Troy Bond show. I'll say it. I'll say it again. There is nothing like a sold-out Troy Bond show. It is so fun.
She said it again, folks.
And
a show's so nice, you got to say it twice. We had a great...
I'd like to think I'll get there one day, but I don't know. And I just am really grateful for what you've shared with me.
Well,
so thank you.
You make it easy. It's a blast. That was always the plan, was to get somewhere and then share it with my friends. I never planned on doing any of this alone. It's no fun doing it alone. Yeah. It's also no fun when
How was it, though? You had some fun, right?
Where?
In Texas?
Yeah. I mean, this is like a general career thing. Like, when you do it alone, like, you build up a great team of people, and maybe you're surrounded by some good celebrities, or you're surrounded by people who get points and clicks. But when you work and are surrounded by friends all the time, there's two really good sides to it. One, if they're really good friends, they will... pull the balloon back down when it needs to be in reality. They hopefully won't yank it. I said pull. I yank lands someone in a cold shower. And two, it's like working with family, you know, like it's the best thing in the world. And it also cuts so many corners and makes things so much more productive when you have that relationship with the people that you're working with, like who are like your brothers or your sisters or your cousins or your doxing hotel buddies, you know, like.
Totally. Yeah. I mean, the shared experiences we have so many over the course of just the year that we toured. And it's like that's when you grow with someone, and we have so many that it's like did you burp? Oh,
there's another shared experience. I thought I blew it over this way.
Anyways, the cute little rant I was going on before I ate your burp was
that could have timed out better.
It was so gross.
I tried to. I blew it this way. It's not my fault. You're in my equator.
I hated that.
A burp is not long. You're the one who came into my frame.
I did. I was leaning in to show you love and gratitude.
And you timed it out poorly.
You like baby bird me that fucking burp.
There's people paying or who are watching this right now that pay good money for one of those.
Jar it up. Well, I don't know what I was saying, but something about
shared experiences, and we just had one. We just shared more than experience.
And how you grow with someone with those experiences, especially first times. Those are always really special. The amount of first times we had in new cities, new clubs.
What was the worst first time you ever had?
Worst first time? Like ever in life?
Of anything, yeah.
The day I lost my virginity.
I knew you were going to say that. And for most people, I think that's probably true.
Are you kidding? It wasn't that bad. I really loved my boyfriend, so that's cool.
What was it? In high school?
Yeah.
That's a normal. That's when I lost mine. Still haven't found him.
Yeah. Ooh.
I was 17. It was New Year's Eve, and I was in love with this
French
girl. No. No, I never nailed her. If you're listening, shout out Amélie. I think she's dating some dude in France now. Congratulations.
That was a joke.
I had sex twice in high school. Twice? Once was New Year's Eve. I was in love with this girl. Yeah, I was. I was busy putting a career on the table.
You were. You started this young.
Yeah, you're lucky I only fucked twice. And both of them weren't that good. Otherwise, I would have had a taste for it. Oh, young.
You would be sitting here with this podcast.
No, I'd be sitting on some woman's face. Taint and all. I was in love with this girl. And we dated my sophomore year. Mm-hmm. And then I kind of didn't really appreciate her. And we broke up. And then, why'd you give that look?
Didn't appreciate her. That's hard.
Doesn't feel like it with your empathy levels right now. Didn't appreciate it. That's hard.
Empathetic.
Not if you play the last 30 seconds back. Don't fuck yourself, pal.
Continue on.
I wish I could burp right now.
Oh, please.
Anyway, long story short, junior year, I started falling for her again, and she wasn't giving me the time of day, but like we were still hanging. We were hanging around all the time. Hanging out, I guess they called it back then. And then New Year's Eve, I slept with her best friend on a mattress in the same basement she was in, like 8 feet away. Didn't spite fuck. I drunk fucked. It was my first time drunk. And
you were drunk your first time you lost?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
And then the second time I had sex, I was too. It was the day the Boston Marathon bombing happened. Nice. It was under a trampoline. I had nothing to do with the bombing because I was fucking. And then I stole like a block of cheese from the house and I woke up the next morning on the trampoline in the cheese.
That's funny.
Yeah.
And you still wake up covered in food at 28.
With no ass. No ass, but I got two hands full of Taco Bell. That's how we do it. Listen, when the apocalypse hits, you're going to be worried about forks and knives. My bed is going to double as a taco.
My favorite is on the road waking up and looking over at Troy in the other bed, to clarify, and he's covered in Skittles. I always have Skittles.
How many times has that happened?
Or a pizza just on your chest.
Because I don't sleep and my brain's
It gets better. The best is when you still have your mic on.
Oh, yeah.
You got your lav mic on. It's connected to nothing.
Yeah, those mornings are not great when you wake up and you have to untangle
you
yourself.
You are asleep, and I'm like, thank God he's getting some Z's in.
Yeah.
Those are my favorite moments. I miss those moments.
Well, there's more coming.
You're right. Thank you. Sorry.
But Yeah, you're acting like this happened 30 years ago. I told you we were talking like a month ago. I said we were like, yeah, we were. And I was like, we're talking to each other like cops that got shot. And I was putting away my groceries being like, yeah, those were good times 2 weeks ago. It was like it was 14 days ago. But now this gives you a chance to go out and explore and do some. You're building things on your own. You're doodling, Doodle Bob.
And the doodle was a mental. I was manic for like a month, I think.
Are you still doodling?
just with balance. I'm doodling with balance.
Well, I mean, there's a thin line between manic and.
I had a manic episode and I doodled for a month.
Wow. Dr. Phil, please help my daughter. She can't stop drawing perfect circles.
You didn't go on the road and you start. Doodles.
You drew 80 doodles. And Tori, we got a little school for you to go to.
If you look at my camera, we'll
it's called Why Pencils Have Erasers. And we're just going to take these all off the fridge.
I'm still doodling, though. It's just not as.
No, that's not okay. You can't microdose the doodle. You just made yourself look so much better than me by doing that.
See, because I'm a good friend.
Yeah, you are. Want to talk about yourself a little more?
So mean. It smells kind of good, actually.
Yeah, I wish I could burp right now. I'd give you the best of both worlds.
That's like the Hannah Montana song. You get the best.
So her mom fucked her daughter's husband.
Oh, there's drama there?
There's like Noah Cyrus, one of the, yeah.
Oh, I missed that.
Yeah, let's see what it is. Hold on, because someone was explaining this to me the other night, and I was like, wait, what? Like Prison Break is involved somehow. Miley Cyrus, mom.
She was just on a podcast. Like Jay Shetty or something.
Okay, yeah, there's dating drama. Okay, so Miley Cyrus family scandal after mom Tish married daughter Noah's former fling.
Disgusting.
Tish Cyrus, who is...
Is he a lot younger?
Her mom.
That's the thing right now.
Yeah. Like she's 54 and he's 24.
Ew, that's...
Wait. A source told Fox News Digital 54 that Purcell... Wait, who's Purcell? Tish and Purcell.
That was like a shampoo brand.
Cyrus Tish. I don't know who that is. Tish Cyrus. I don't know who the fuck these people are. I don't know what's going on. Who is Miley and who is Hannah? Letitia... Jean Cyrus Purcell. Okay, so that's Miley's mom, and she is 54, and Noah is 24. Her new husband, her new boyfriend.
That's wild.
I don't know.
I do like an older woman.
They all look less talented. Like her sister.
Dramatic.
Yeah, I mean.
Kristen from The Hills.
So I guess her and Billy Ray got divorced.
A TikToker.
Is he Achy Breaky Heart guy?
Yeah. This is one hit one.
Don't go my heart, my achy breaky heart, and don't fuck a 24-year-old.
Life is weird, man.
Especially if you're out here just chopping down trees in half and climbing up the apple branch like she was.
Is that what she was doing?
I don't know. It sounds like it.
Whatever. She should buy herself
some flowers. At that point in your life, that's like, chill. Isn't that when women hit their sexual prime? Like,
50s? No, it's 30s.
30s.
Yeah.
Which side of the 30s? Early 30s?
I think it's 30. 30s? I think it's 30. 30? You have a good year and then it's all whatever.
Is that what happened to you in Miami?
Okay. I think I don't
Subject
know.
Change.
I don't know how it all works.
I don't know what sound that was, but I hope it fit for whatever we just played.
Do you want some headphones?
No. I like it better raw dogging. I also don't know if it's playing the secret identity
soundboard.
I knew I shouldn't have done that to you.
Sorry, I like buttons. We had so much fun when we first started this.
Yeah, and then you were like, I don't want to wear the headphones. It's a dunce cap.
Now my headphones.
Well, I would have brought over a second pair, but that was all that was playing in my head.
Headphones?
All the clips of me yelling at you in this show.
Headphones for my stupid podcast. I know, but I don't think they're going to fit.
These got bigger holes.
Big holes.
Yeah, you have a little tiny hole over there in your Walkman. I'm turning this way in case I burp.
That's nice of you. All right. Do you want to talk about the road more?
No.
You said we'll get into it on the podcast.
What do you want to know? Texas was...
So gross. What did you eat today?
Chipotle.
Oh, hated that.
Which I now pronounce correctly.
Chipotle. Mm-hmm. Chipotle. That's what old people say.
Oh, this Chipotle. Is the wee bed. Uh-oh. I'm going to go into detail about that.
What? The weed pen?
No, Chipotle.
What they is just your gave order? Me this. What's your Chipotle order? Veggie bowl. I guess. Veggie bowl. There's no protein. You gotta grow these muscles.
Thanks, Granny. That college check didn't come yet. I'm cutting down my meat.
Why?
I'm getting older. My stomach's not working the way it used to.
Okay. Meat's the problem?
Red meat, I think. Okay. I'm like down to like meat on days I work out.
No more salt, carbonated drinks on a pod. That's what I'm learning. Have you been going to Equinox?
No, I've been on the road.
Can I just be you? I should walk in there and be like, I'm Troy Bond.
They have a thing that scans your app. You can come. I have the guest passes. You really? Want to come this week? Well, you were in the office.
I'm in the office.
Just sitting there getting fat.
I know. I feel that. They say sitting, you will die. Sitting is the new cigarettes.
Sitting, you will die. And kidding. Lincoln was like, that ain't going to happen. I'm going to watch this play. Then boom, shot in the head. Same thing JFK. He died sitting. Just boom, right there. If he was standing, he would have been fine because he could have outran the bullet.
That's what they say. Sitting is the new cigarettes.
Eric B. has a joke about that, I think.
Well, it feels like that. I hate sitting. It gets me all anxious. I say sitting causes anxiety, so I'm at work all day.
I love to sit.
Getting all fucking anxious.
Fuck all this standing bullshit. Sometimes I'll be in the middle of a show being like, I wish I could sit down like these people.
Pull a Dave Chappelle.
I'm not that great. My thing.
You are very good.
Nothing I'm saying is that poetic. I think
your stand-up is very good.
Why'd you say my stand-up? That felt like I think your stand-up is very good. You as a person, your insides are rotten, pal. But your stand-up is very good. And that's why your insides are rotten.
I wanted to really drive
you're just
home.
Shooting out cigars.
You could sit. You're that good.
It doesn't... I don't...
Also, saying you're not that good is actually really rude to all of the sold-out shows and the people in those seats.
Fuck you. Where'd you get that from?
I don't know. I'm just saying, don't say you're bad because then you're insulting your fans.
How many Jay Shetty's did you watch today?
I watched them... Just all day, every day.
Imagine the greatness you could unlock if you hated yourself a little bit more.
I think I do.
I believed that.
Yeah, I think I do. I just need to be more.
What do you hate about yourself and why? Do you hate yourself as a concept or do you hate individual things about yourself?
I think as a concept, I'm great.
But, so there's individual things you don't like about yourself.
Individual things.
Such as?
I could be more fit. I could be.
You could also do blackface.
Use my time more wisely. I think I spend too much time scrolling.
No, well, John Lennon said, "Time you enjoyed wasting is not time wasted." He also said, "Women
also
are the
Sammy
niggers
Adams
of the world."
That
so.
Said, "Time isn't wasted when you're getting wasted."
How did that? Did we just get an ad for?
Yeah, I don't pay for fucking YouTube.
It's Skip actually.
Sammy Adams. Time isn't wasted when you're getting wasted. That's another one. Bars. Anyways,
who's Sammy Adams, the guy from the beer?
He's the rapper from Boston that was cool. He was saying, "I love college." Remember that song?
Sounds like a dork.
That was my time.
Nerd!
Guys, do you remember that song?
Marge, listen
Comment
to this dork.
If you remember
he
that
wrote a song.
Song
about school.
Because it was a hit.
Homie, nothing wrong with higher education. It is when you put it on that 4x4 beat.
Those are my biggest insecurities.
Oh, look at Tori pretending she's so much better than us by covering her mouth. Oh, I'm Tori. I went to college.
What do you hate most about yourself?
Everything.
Want to start at the top?
Like alphabetically?
Yeah.
Attitude.
B.
Big old cock.
C.
Cock too big.
D.
Dick so big be hurting my back. E. Enormous genitals. Fuck them some big ass balls, boy.
G.
Goddamn, boy, your balls is long.
H.
Hell, did your balls just touch the toilet water? I have never seen balls that big before. Just imagine how much pain them balls be causing you walking around with those all day.
Okay.
Kill yourself. If your balls is any smaller than this guy's is what I would be thinking if I saw him in the sauna. Love me some big-ass balls. More money, more people looking at your balls. Nothing compared to big cock.
Oh.
Oh my God, look at that cock.
P.
Penis. Query, sir. Have you ever seen balls this big? Ridiculous how big them balls is getting.
Oh my God, S.
Should be illegal to have a cock that big. Troy Bond has huge balls. Uranium ain't got nothing on Troy's dick.
V.
Victoria ain't never seen a dick like mine.
X.
Xavier Charles, his head looks like one of Troy's balls.
Who's Xavier?
Charles Xavier.
Who's that?
He founded the X-Men, and he's bald.
Why?
Why does Tori still do this podcast?
Because of Troy's balls!
That's beautiful. That was stunning.
The tears are going to make this a clip.
That was great.
I feel like I just put you through like a 10-minute face fucking.
I got to like L and I was like, don't do this anymore.
I know, I broke you.
Yeah, I know.
That should be used as a study.
I can't stop now.
You wound up the dog.
Honestly, I'm so proud of myself. Did I do that right?
Do what, the alphabet?
Did I get everything right?
Yeah.
That's good.
That was really good. That's you really good. Did really well.
That's really good. I think I could have messed that up because I have to sing the alphabet to get it right sometimes.
I know. If the answer went on too long, you just went, J! This is for me now.
So I'm sorry about your big dick.
I've been praying for it. Really with one eye open.
Well, that's tough.
I get through, like, my problem is I get through halfway, like, I get halfway through, like, a self-help book, then I'm like, this is enough.
And then you read your Dark Knight again.
I haven't read that.
Got it.
It's a novelization of the movie. It. Again. It's actually an expansion.
Whatever. In world. I'm reading You Are a Badass again, so I can't even judge.
That's the thing, like, I don't want to be seen in public reading one of those.
I know, it's on my bedside table.
Because you don't want to go outside with
I
it.
I can't have a guy over and see that.
Well,
I'd
I mean,
leave if I was a dude.
I thought you were going to say, I can't have a guy over until I finish this.
Oh, I've read it already.
Yeah, I guess. But that is not the factor in you getting fucked.
It'd actually be really funny if you went to a girl's house and she just had the most chaotic slew of books.
There was a comic I used to respect until I went to his house and he had a shitload of Tony Robbins books. Like, you I think left? Every time. Yeah. I was like, wow, man.
Was it Adam Glenn?
No, but he is tight with Robbins. That's a cool friendship. Because Glenn at least was like, all right, I drank the Tony Robbins tea. And there's a lot of benefit to
I
it.
Like Adam
I don't think there's anything wrong with self-help. I'm just so self-hating that I'm like, enough.
You just hate your dick, your big dick too much.
And that's called the through line.
Look at that. Are you proud of me?
I was when you got to the queue.
C.
No, that was mandatory. I was like, she's not going to make it past R. And then boom, hit me with a Q.
That was poetic.
Or the other way around. Did you stick to any of your New Year's resolutions?
What were they?
I don't know. I was asking.
I don't know either. Oh, I do
Me
know.
Me either.
I do know. I want to run 1,000 miles on Strava. I think I ran like
Why? What did he
miles.
Do to you?
I know, right? I want to run and I want to write a book.
You can give that joke credit. It's okay.
I don't even get it. I'll
it's a guy named Strava. You want to run 1,000 miles on him. Just picture you just like on a guy named Strava's face and he's like, stop, oh, my face.
It's
and you're
app.
Like, I got you, bitch. I know. It was
app.
A joke.
Maybe someone else will find it funny.
Fuck you.
Thank you for checking in on me, though. I have not been
I wish
pursuing
I hadn't.
My dreams and goals the way I would like. I found doodling, and it's almost like I found like a weird sex addiction. I just couldn't stop doodling.
Yeah, once you find that, all hell's going to break loose.
Doodle.
It's like Emma Stone in Poor Things.
Follow my doodles page, please.
Don't ask him to do that. This is a Christian podcast.
Hey, guys. I could use some love there.
I like your use of Mac Miller quotes in those just to remind people
fun,
he's
right?
dead.
I'm like...
Still feels fresh.
What's the latest one I used? I get a little dark. I like to be like, ooh, is she okay? Is she okay?
No, they look like Arkham Asylum cave drawings.
Yeah, I like it. It's dark. We Don't Need Nothing But Today was the latest one, and I needed that in that moment. I was going through a weird time.
I can't draw. I didn't know you could.
Thank you.
Like, the basic doodling. Concept of a human body I can't put on a paper, and you nailed it.
Thank you. I mean, I do bring some photos in, and I do a little tracing.
You know, I could never commit a crime with you because of how quickly you just snitched on yourself. Imagine how quick you would throw me under the bus. Good?
Yeah. I'm not going to lie. It's like
you hate yourself so much you won't let other people love you.
Let's say I had huge fake tits, and someone's like, hey, you got...
Listening!
You got great fake tits. I'd be like, they're...
That's what everyone would say to you as soon as you... Imagine that was the first thing you heard when you woke up. You have great fake tits. And you just grab the surgeon by the head and go, they're plastic. I am not a crook.
I don't know. I think it's just weird if you're like, oh, thanks. Like, if I have a fake bag, it's a fake bag. You know? If I have a fake nails,
well,
fake nails.
Everything is fake or real.
I glued these on today. These are glued on to my body.
Are they?
Yeah.
You didn't glue them on. A Taiwanese lady did.
A nice lady glued these on.
That's what I said.
And then she painted them Diet Coke gray.
For some reason, I thought you were going to say Dyke Gray. And I was like, that's just hitting two people on the head. For you, I know. Yeah, good job.
I'm leaning in, ladies.
It's so weird to think.
Sign up.
Sign up for Dykes.com. Use promo code Fantasia for 10% off your next. They look almost periwinkle.
I kind of like it. I just
because you have no choice now. You have prison wall gray for 2 months. How long do those last? So you put a finger up a guy's ass?
Yeah, and then I'm like, ew.
When I had a finger in the ass, she had an acrylic on.
Ew.
Scratched up the walls, bad.
I will be vulnerable with you guys. I don't like sticking my fingers in buttholes.
I don't either.
For me.
Neither. That's why I chose comedian and not proctology. I said, that is not the job I have a dream for. I'm going to talk about it.
I mean, a lot of people like a finger butt thing.
Well, like having a finger in your ass and putting the finger in someone's ass, two very different things.
Either way, I don't want to receive or
you've never had a finger in your ass?
Maybe once.
And you said, not for me.
I think I was wasted and I was like, what's happening?
That's usually when it happens. That's when it happened to me.
I was like, I remember the date,
July 12th, 2020. That'll happen too. I'm surprised it hasn't happened more. The amount of times you've been wasted around men. Leave my butt alone. Ladies and gentlemen of the United States, leave my running mate's butt alone. There have been a lot of unfair targets to this campaign, and I will not let my running mate's sphincter be an issue of presidency. Leave her butt alone.
Thank you.
I'm JFK, and I approve this message. I'm saving it for me. I am having a Cuban or a missile crisis.
I don't need it.
Your butthole or to have a finger in it?
All of it.
You need your butthole.
Give me a
where's the food gonna
bag.
Go?
Finger that.
Ladies and gentlemen, give her a colostomy bag and we can just move on from this whole subject. She can do whatever she wants to with that bag under the table.
I watched way too many YouTube videos of a pregnant woman with a colostomy bag and I cannot unsee what I saw.
What is your Monday?
It was like a Thursday night. I had no plans.
That makes it better. Got to get ready for the weekend. Yeah. Oh, I had something to watch. Ugh, go on YouTube. Wait a second.
Yeah, it came up on my algorithm, and I saw a pregnant woman, and she was changing her bag. And I had just gone down a spiral of this girl, Delaney Glazer. She's a very beautiful dancer. And I watched her videos just like, I should step off my balcony because I will never be that hot or talented. And then I tapped out of her page after watching it for way too long. And then I saw this pregnant woman with the bag. And I was like, life is pretty chill. I'm fine.
That's two bags she has.
Yeah.
I'm just processing the
story I just
rigmarole
told.
You went around there. So do you like Delaney or?
Love Delaney.
Okay.
Delaney Glazer. Shout out Delaney Glazer. If anyone has a connection to Delaney Glazer, tell her I say hi.
We love Delaney. She's a what kind of dancer?
Just a hip-hop.
Loosen up my buttons, babe.
She used to dance for Chris Brown. I actually saw her live once. I did see Chris Brown.
And she lived to tell the tale.
Sorry.
You tell people that?
I do think he's a talented singer and dancer.
Sure. O.J. Simpson was a hell of a running back.
That's all. I think what he did was wrong. I'd like to clarify that. But I do like his music. I'm so
sorry. Thank you. Your stance was wrong. I mean, your stance was unclear.
Delaney dances for him often. She's very talented. Big Instagram following. Follow her. Check her out. But don't watch for too long because you'll be like, what am I doing? Why don't I have abs and a beautiful face and long blonde hair and can dance better than anybody on this planet?
You know what you're doing? You're spreading your self-hate to the listeners.
Snotty now.
I know. You were when you said, Delaney, Delaney, Delaney.
I don't know what's happening to me.
I'm like
done.
A cat with allergies.
Allergic to
love or hate?
I don't know. That's all. I'm done.
Got it. How did you get off on the Delaney tangent and what did you connect it to?
I don't know.
You connected it to something.
Buttholes.
Oh, pregnancy colostomy bags.
Yeah, we talked about buttholes.
Right.
And then I mentioned the colostomy bag.
We're just doing a second act wrap up, ladies and gentlemen.
I had my colostomy bag at one point. Things just got a little.
And your mother listens to this.
She does. I think she'd like this episode.
You'll get the text. It'll say, I wish Troy cut out the whole butthole bit because I don't want to think of my Christian daughter's butthole getting fingered. Probably and came home and kissed her on the lips after that or on the cheek. She was like, that's why I had pink eye for that weekend. You ruined yacht day for all of us. No, but you gave it to your mom because you went home with butthole on your lips.
You're the one with butthole on you.
No, I have one on me right now. Yeah.
You had a cat. I feel like cats put their buttholes on everything. And every time they sit down, their little butthole touches you.
Yeah, they're not wearing pants.
Yeah, I'm just saying you're the one.
If I had 9 lives, I wouldn't either. I'll put them on at some point. You think I'm wearing the same clothes I had on when I let the cat sit on me? That was last night. We're not living your life. You smell like yesterday.
Greasy fingerprints on my fridge. That is upsetting.
That's gross.
A little fat kid lives
that here. Guy who had the Ukraine flag out on your balcony is gone.
I know. Finally, like ripped up into a million pieces. Like, it just was
just like over Ukraine.
The weather did that. It was hard to watch. Like, that's disrespectful to that flag.
Well, there's like people. That's why I'll never put a flag in my bio, even if I stand with that country, because at a certain point, the thing never gets solved and your bio just gets hijacked. Like that. I think Charli D'Amelio's picture on TikTok was a Black Lives Matter logo during 2020, and then like
is it still that?
I think so. And she had to start a whole other TikTok account
because of that.
You can't ever change that.
Well, you could.
Everyone could, but you know, it's TikTok. Everyone's gonna jump down your throat.
Whatever.
They're about to ban it.
Really?
They might. Yeah, they're introducing a bill that because they don't like that it's not separate from the Chinese government. Like the Chinese government is very much in control of what TikTok does, and TikTok is very secretive about that. Uh-huh. And so they are. I mean, it's been great for me. I've been very sympathetic to the Chinese Communist Party online, and it has served my career tenfold.
I gotta blow up on TikTok before they take it away.
Yeah, I think you have like the summer.
I almost bought something on TikTok Shop, and I was like, I don't need to give the Chinese my credit card.
That sounded racist.
Did that? Did they cut that out?
When you said it like that. I'm not giving no Chinaman my goddamn digits.
You made it seem like it's the Chinese.
You're the one
government.
Who said the Chinese.
Sorry, the Chinese government.
Thank you. You just heard your own mistake on it. I'm not giving the goddamn Chinese my credit card. What do you do when you order wonton soup?
Government.
I'll pay cash. Cash, that's fine. I don't want a paper trail.
Chinese.
Just not the idea of them having your credit card.
The credit card information to the Chinese government.
Well, guess what? They have it.
That's the clarification.
They have all of your information. You ever buy anything online with your credit card?
Whoops.
Well, the Chinese have the digits, darling.
I love the Chinese.
I've been working in this business for 40 years. The Chinese got your digits, babe.
Please be nice.
What don't you like about the Chinese?
Shut up.
Get it out of your system before Stop Asian Hate Month starts.
I love it all. The food, the culture, the little dances they do.
Oh, man, you almost had it until you said little dances they do. Oh, this is becoming a...
Do you have to cut that out?
No, we're keeping this all in.
I love when I
Okay, see okay, okay. Subject change. Subject change! Texas was great. I might move there.
Really? Austin?
That seems to be where it's everyone, happening.
Yeah.
Like, I might live out my 20s here, but I love New York too much.
You always say you're going to live in Jersey or...
I don't love the crackheads in this city.
Well, you're moving.
Not yet.
Don't go up there.
I'm not. I told you I'm not.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought you were.
No.
You're not moving.
No.
Thank God. I hated the thought of you being so far.
I liked it. 2 bedrooms all to myself.
You're not doing that at all? Oh, we'll have to talk offline. Unless you wanted to give your old address out. Gonna move.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter where I was gonna. Sure. Yeah, that's fine.
And that was gonna be too far from where we are. Lower Manhattan. That's all.
Oh, I thought that was going to be interesting.
I was going to give away both of our addresses. And
yeah, dox yourself security. Right now. This podcast is brought to you by Joey Rinaldi.
Yeah.
You have your DC show coming up. I was thinking about that at the gym earlier. Where is it? Not March. April, May, June, July, August, September.
I'm headlining in Boston in June. Nick's Laugh Comedy Stop.
Right.
Nick's Comedy Stop, June 15th and 14th. I guess I should have said 14th and 15th. That would have been more normal.
I knew I was going to sneeze. I was just trying to tee you up to talk about that. Yeah. Are you excited about that?
I am. It's my first time doing more than 20 minutes.
How much are you doing?
I guess 45.
You got it in you?
I'll have to.
I'll take it.
I will have to. I think I do. It might not be like the best thing in the world because it'll be my first time, but it'll be me.
Like losing your virginity.
Yeah.
Longest you've ever talked in your life, probably at one time. 45 minutes, right?
Straight?
The longest, yeah.
Yeah, I guess so.
This doesn't count. I do most of the heavy lifting on this.
You're right.
I saw you trying to justify
it. Well, I was thinking, I was like, I talk a lot.
I know.
I'm sure I've been on a date where they didn't talk much, and I was like, blah, 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 blah.
Doing 45 minutes on stage in front of... You're going to have like 13 people there who paid to see you. You don't want to waste their time.
Honestly, the thought of 13 people paying money to see me is adorable, and I will take those 13 people.
I know you will. In a room with 200.
I need TikTok to stay around, and I need to blow up on it.
That's
and
not
I
the only way to blow up.
What else can I do?
Just stick around with me, kid. I'll,
that's
you know.
True.
Get it? You got it because you're smart and you're you. Your audience finds you. Those things are just, it's like having a functional PlayStation but nowhere to plug it in. You know, you find somewhere to plug it in and broadcast the game out to everybody and then they play it with you. You just got to find the right TV for it.
Yeah.
It's so easy to be like, oh, if only I could just get an audience on this or that or this or that. Like, those things happen for me. Because I wasn't paying attention to them. I'd still be doing the same thing if I wasn't, didn't have any notoriety on social media. I wasn't the guy from YouTube Shorts or from TikTok or from Reels or whatever. I'd still be doing the same thing.
I'm like, I have the same platform. I don't have as much talent.
We know that.
But I have the same tools in my shed. Why can't I make them work?
Different shed. Because I have a different shed. Mine's better. Mine has a cooler in it. You have a bucket
so
of ice.
That I get to share my couch with you right now.
Reeled it back to you. Didn't you? Thank you for the couch. I sat on a mini podcast before. One time I walked myself out of the house and you let me sweep on it, but I just, whoa.
You did just right.
After a bad date. I came
you
to
Tori's. You liked that date.
Bad date in hindsight.
Oh, in real sight, you were like, I'm in love.
I am a romantic Cole for the first 20
as
hours.
Am I.
For now, I'm
it's
not one for
the
long.
The first date's always fun.
Yeah, I had a good first date, and then I came home. Well,
sorry,
it is.
I shouldn't manifest that. I will find someone that loves me one day. They're going to love me.
You shouldn't
so
manifest
much.
That. That's a debt sentence.
They're going to love me so much. And it'll be mutual. Keep going with your date story, though.
I'm just going to call this episode Throw It In Your Face.
I was listening.
Because even when you throw it to me, you go, keep going with your date story.
This is a volley.
Keep going. That's a volley of a Molotov cocktail. Ah, I'm on fire! Ah, why would you throw that? It's very dangerous.
It's a nice volley.
Turn me into a 40s bad guy. Ah! I'm a dying chihuahua. I'm a helicopter. Oh, no, I'm crashing. Ah, my wife. Now the EMTs. Underwater EMTs. Chief Sitting Bull.
I'd like to hear about your date.
You did that night, didn't you? Morning?
Morning, yeah. You said it was fun.
That was it?
Okay, I thought you wanted to talk about it.
Why would you think that?
Whatever.
What part of me going into that whole bit made you think I was volleying that up to you? What was your last date? Or were you wined and dined? Proper date.
Wined and dined properly? Oh, I thought you were going to take me to catch.
I am.
No, that's not romantic, but that was something I was looking forward to.
I am, but between your schedule and my schedule, you know, maybe we'll lock it in.
Last
but when
date,
I come back from Europe, I'll take you to catch.
I was wined and dined.
Did you hear me?
Beautifully. What?
I knew you didn't hear me.
When,
when I come back
from,
yes. Okay.
I'd love that.
All right. What?
But then I'll be gone, and then you're in Grand Rapids.
I come back on Monday.
It's a quick trip to Europe.
Yeah. No, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
I'm in Annapolis. And then we're in Portland. And then we're in Arizona.
Okay, well then. Wait, anyways, that's. Portland is this month?
It's next month, but it's coming right up. We got like 3 more weeks, whatever. I mean, time's ripping, man.
Time keeps on sipping, sipping.
Anyways,
sipping.
Best last
is Portland where they had the tents outside of our hotel room?
Yeah.
Damn. Forgot about that. When did we go? Sorry, I'll let
June.
You tell your story. So we're going back a year later. We went in June.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
End of June.
Really? And then that was like the last date, and then we went on break for July, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay, sorry, I'll let you get back to your story. You sound like an abused kid. Pretty much, yeah. June.
No, I was thinking about it because I...
You got wined and dined.
I did get really nicely wined and dined, but then I drank so much, I threw up in my own bed.
When was this?
November.
How did it...
It was so bad.
I never heard about this.
Yeah, I know. You never asked.
Sorry.
It's okay. Yeah, it was a really lovely day.
You never told me. Nothing.
We went and got a drink at the Roxy, and then he picked this beautiful Italian restaurant, and we had a really nice meal, and we sat there for like 4 hours and talked, but we had been sitting there for so long, and I was keeping up with him. And then next thing I know, I woke up, and I had to...
Fellas, this is a reminder to ask your co-host if she's been getting any lately.
Yeah. But then...
And she'll tell you, yeah, 4 months ago.
A few more times, and then it ended. And we're friends. It was nice overall, but... But it was annoying because that was the first date. You can't do dinner and drinks on a first date because then it... Why was not? Like, because it was so perfect.
We did it on my first date that I was telling you about. Not we, that first date that I was coming from that night. Yeah, I locked myself out of the apartment. Because she told me she loved me.
Your way into the waters.
She told me she loved me on the first date, and she was like 5 years younger than me. So I think that's what
right
did it in.
Anyways, I think you just
5 years is okay, right? I'm 28. She was like 23, I think.
Whatever. I just think you got to go a little slower because we...
Is
just
that okay? I'm asking.
Oh, 22? Yeah, no. Everyone's dating younger. It's like a thing.
First time I've dated younger. You know me. I usually date older.
Yeah.
I did not like it. I was like, I'm going to have to share my toys with her.
Yeah. You should want your action figures?
No, but I asked her to play Batgirl in my movie that I was doing, and she never got back to me.
Well, that would
have
been fun.
So I'm just going to have to show her when my Batman movie comes out. I can't wait.
Mike's still Vicky Vale.
I'm so proud of you for remembering that. I'm going to play this into an episode of Secret Identity. You want to say anything to Secret Identity fans?
Hey, guys. Please keep watching Bonding because I'm insecure.
You could say this is her kryptonite.
I think it's funner to be honest. I just,
funner? Is that what you said?
I don't know what I said.
You know you said funner, and you don't want to admit it.
Honesty right now.
Because you don't mean any of the shit you're saying.
No, I do. I love Bonding. We haven't done it in so long.
I do too. Is there anything you want to cover?
Fun.
I'm having a great time, donkey.
Having a good time. No, I think we covered it all.
Join us next week where we're going to put chocolate pudding on Tori's nipples. And I'm going to sign us off with my big old dingus. Octopus teacher. Anything you want to plug? Your show, June...
Austin, 15th and I'm in 16th. Boston, June 14th and 15th at Nick's Comedy Stop. And then I got another headlining show in D.C. in November, so that's in a while. But, I could use bodies. I'd love you to be there.
She could use a body to wine and dine.
And then I am trying to start a podcast, but it's really hard. This stuff is not easy. Like,
you can listen to her podcast when she gets the motivation to get it going.
All these crazy buttons.
She's been flicking the same clip for 31 years. Happy birthday, by the way. It was Tori's birthday last week.
Yeah, March 2nd. So 2 weeks ago.
I felt like shit when I realized I
knew you were busy.
No, I switched up your days.
Yeah.
I thought your birthday was Saturday.
Yeah.
And I reached out to you Sunday.
It's okay.
And it was...
I know you love me.
Yeah.
I was a little sad. I got
over. Dude, I switched my days up.
I know. I'm kidding.
Well, you don't have to, apparently.
Troy left me a very beautiful voice note that I was actually pretty happy I have recorded. I didn't have my phone on me, and I was like, oh, man. And then I listened, and I was like, oh, I'm going to do this forever.
Big old cock.
Proof that you love me. If you ever are mad at me, I'm just going to play that. I love you. I love you. Happy birthday. I love you. I'm like,
I didn't say that.
Proof.
I did not say
he
that.
He loves me.
I didn't say that. I said, hey, Tori, how are you?
Hey,
what's up?
Whore.
What's new? Hey, you little bitch, you little stupid bitch with your Gucci flip-flops. I'm hit you with a switch. You're 31 now, which means your eggs are going to dry up. They're going to dry up. Sunny side up. Dry it up. Got to get someone to fuck and fuck, but not pull out just like a couch.
I don't want squirm, kids for a squirm. While.
Get yourself a turkey baster and a jar of cum. Get some turkey baster and a jar of cum. Put your jar of cum inside of the freezer.
Thank you for listening, guys.
12-inch version of that song will be out next week.
I love everybody who listens to this.
I do too. And
thank you for being patient with us.
Almost made it. Here's me with some promos. so remedial doing that. Do it again. Oh, ask what remedial means. Prove my point.